So that was the Ward Shield race. The other interesting race the Gravesend Club had was it was a race with, from Gravesend to the Pie End Boy at outside Walton. And the conditions of the race were that you timed yourself end to end. You were allowed to deviate if, for example, if the weather got bad or wind failed altogether, you could go into one of the little rivers on the way, the Crouch or something like that, and but you had to note the time you left the course and come back to there later and go on again, sort of restart the timer, as it were. But we decided, I had two friends on board, and we started off as a nice day. We left, I suppose, about 2 o'clock, because it was a good high water then, and we had set off with high water. So as the tide ebbed, it was with us, and we were soon up the Swin. And one of my friends, he hadn't been on the boat for a long time, he hogged the tiller, and he wouldn't give it up to anybody until we got nearly to the Crouch. Anyway, my friend and I, the other two of us on board, just let him do that. Well, he finally did give up. He fell asleep in the cabin and was no longer of any use to the ship. We'd had everything up that we could have on that trip, and the wind fell very light, and the tide had turned when we were just about by the Crouch, and I decided it was getting dark. We'll take, as a good seaman, snug the ship down for the night. You never know what will happen. So we took the big jib off, topsail off, and my friend and I, the other one, Fred Disher, an old friend at work, we sailed on, and it got dark. We turned the navigating lights on, and finding the Pie End Boy, it seemed to me, we're going to try to find it in the dark. We sailed on, and I saw one or two boys, which were where I thought they would be. And they were all course just a little bit further westerly. And dawn came, and lo and behold, there was the Pie End right ahead of us. It was only about a mile ahead. So we got there, took our time, and it proved to be the fastest time of the year. So we got a prize that year for that race. And we entered a number of the early OGA sails, when the OGA raced from Stone. They were really good fun. Much more so, I think, than latterly, because we were sailing, I don't know if there were any barges there. There may have been one or two sailing barges, but there were a whole galaxy of craft, over 100 sail. And we would start at Stone, and you'd look astern and see, having lifted the anchor up, so they're free to sail down, and huge sails. It's amazing when you see these large fishing smacks, really large ones, with huge sails bulging with wind coming down on your stern. And anyway, we enjoyed those races. And we never came near the top or at the top, never. We were towing a dinghy, of course. Not many of the other boats did. But there's another wall shield under very light conditions. Very light. And I'm just trying to remember what the wind was. The tide was running easterly down the lower end of the Blackwater. And when we turned round, we had no wind. That's right, the wind was easterly, very light. So we all were sailing down quietly, which was rather fun, because a lot of the boats were within 50 yards of each other, and you could have a talk to them and pull their legs. And there was one boat, didn't tow her dinghy, she had a rubber dinghy, and she hoisted that up the rigging and put it there as extra sail while she was sailing downwind. And that was the spirit of the sail of those races. Just fun. And the other people had, what did they call them? Sails that hang underneath the main boom.
Water sails.
Water sails, I think that was it. Yes. And when we came, as we were approaching the turning point, the route had been much shortened because of this very light wind. And we would never get round otherwise. As we approached this buoy, there's a huge gaggle of boats there, all within, not quite touching each other, but you could shake hands between some of them. And Claire was steering. And I said, "Now, Claire, don't go close round this buoy. Keep making a wide deviate round the sterns of all these boats, and we won't get tangled up and foul some other boat and be out of the race." So we did this. Because what happened was that when we turned round, the wind just held us stationary. Because when we were coming downriver with a good tide swilling us down, there was three or four knots of speed due to the wind, apart from the, but due to the tide as well as, and then on top of that was the wind. So you had a false idea of how much wind there was. So we eventually all got back. It took a long time, but a lot of boats were having to fend off, about 20, 30 small boats, all hugging this buoy, all within about 50 feet of it. So, in those days on the Ward Shield races, you had to fill in a form about the trip and anything special. So I just noted this down, that we did this wide deviation around the buoy and escaped that gaggle of boats. And we got prize for seamanship, which I was quite pleased. It's the only time we ever got anything like that.